Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Last night was not a good night for the Chicago Bulls, and it has been a struggle ever since Spiegs anointed them NBA champions.
That is not accurate. That is not accurate. Now, I was very excited and really looking forward to games of consequence during the course of the season.
And we went and saw Wimby.
Yeah. But, I did talk about them when they were 5-0, especially. Or I guess 5-1, because we were back together.
I think 6-1 is where you were like, hey, man.
Well, it was after they beat the Knicks in one of the two back-to-backs. I'm like, come on now. This is, some team's got to step up and get into the top six in the East. That's unexpected in a bad conference. Why not the Bulls? The system is the star, I said.
Now they're at 9 again, where we're used to seeing them.
They're back in the play-in game, where they can hang out and then welcome the Miami Heat. But actually, the Miami Heat are probably ahead of them right now.
Yeah, they're in the sixth spot. Yeah. Milwaukee's in the play-in right now, too.
Look, the standings are not where the season is going to end, as right now. I mean, eventually,
yes.
The standings are where the season is going to end.
That's how we'll decide.
The point is, what are they, 6-5?
They are 6-5 after losing 4 in a row.
The Pistons lost early to the Bulls, and now they've won 8 games in a row.
The Pistons lost more than half of their team, and they still beat the Bulls last night.
This is the trouble. That last night, the Detroit Pistons decided to play without Cade Cunningham for an ankle, Jalen Duren, who is excellent, with an ankle, Tobias Harris with an ankle, Isaiah Stewart with an ankle, and Auser Thompson also with an ankle. And Jaden Ivey hasn't played yet this season. So I can do math. That's 6. That's their top 6 that they were without last night. Some of that was just rest. They were handing the Bulls a road win.
And here's Javonte Green.
Here's B-Ball Paul.
My man!
I mean, it's like some of the people. Here's Duncan Robinson.
And you're like, when did he become a Piston?
Yesterday. No, he's been there for a while. But still, here's our second unit. And I know the Bulls are without Josh Giddey. They don't have much of an offensive identity without Josh Giddey. Have you noticed that?
They struggle without him, the three-point making, and obviously his ability to start a break after a rebound. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes away when he's not there.
Yeah, I think they kind of play to his particular basketball DNA. So without you guys out there like Kevin Herter trying to do a lot. And
Kevin Herter is balling right now.
He really is. Now, there was a time when he was in Sacramento and he was a baller. He was like part of, was it the Light the Beam year in Sacramento where Herter was there and he was good. So he's balling and Modest was trying last night and all that, but that is an ugly, ugly loss for the Bulls. Even though it's on the road, it's Detroit without their top six. I'm sure Billy was happy, though. I'm sure Billy was all good with it. The Hall of Fame coach must have been very pleased with the results as well as the effort. Is that true, Lawrence?
No.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm a big, big believer that you get what you earn, and we didn't do anything to earn it, and not taking away anything from Detroit, because certainly all the way around, from myself, our staff, the players, they were just better all the way around. You know, we talked about it before the game, you know, about them having some players out. We obviously have players out too, but you know, I think maybe Joe had mentioned to me, you know, maybe a couple days ago about, you know, how open maybe the East is wide open as it's been. But like, to me, this is my point. You got to earn it, you know, and we're not good enough, quite honestly, just to go out there against any team and not earn it. We're just not. You know, there's areas we can get better at, and we earned the right to be in it. We didn't even earn it. I mean, we made a valiant, you know, dash towards the end to try to, you know, make a run at it, but you can't, to your point, play defense for part of the game and then expect to win. It just doesn't work like that. You get what you earn, you know, and I don't want to sit there and say you get what you deserve, because, you know, sometimes it, but you earn things, you know, and in the NBA, where it's the most competitive league in the world, you have to earn stuff. These guys are NBA players over there too, and we're not in a position to just think that if we don't play desperate. That was the biggest surprise to me, is there was absolutely zero desperation, and we need to be desperate. We're not talented enough not to be desperate, and we're not gifted enough not to be desperate. We have to be desperate, and I feel like up to this point in time, this season, we've played with that kind of mentality, and I didn't think we played with that mentality. And if we don't play with that mentality, that's what we look like. We just dropped 3 games in a row. You know, like, this is not like we've run off like 7 or 8 in a row and maybe we're a little bit full of ourselves. We just dropped 3 in a row, you know, and you should be coming out a lot more desperate than that, in my opinion. You know, and like I said, this is a highly competitive league, and I don't think anybody in this league is good enough just to show up and think they can step across the lines and play. You have to have an incredible focus. You have to be really, really, you know, unbelievably locked into what's going on, and you have to be really, really desperate. I mean, listen, I think what ends up happening sometimes is when guys get an opportunity on a team that maybe they did not or were not afforded an opportunity because of some injuries and things happen, you see guys play desperate, you know, and sometimes you realize the talent gap's not as great as it may appear, you know, and you know, it's just not, you know, and we're not that much, you know, more gifted than teams that we can just, okay, we're just going to show up. You don't come out with a level of desperation, it's really, really hard because the league is so competitive and it's hard to win.
Wow. That's some good stuff right there.
6 times did he say desperate in there? This has been my feeling on this Bulls team walking into the season.
Desperate. Zero desperation. And we need to be desperate, 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 desperation.
Oh, wow. So like 12 times.
Like nine or something.
He said desperate.
Big pile of. Did Tanny talk about that before? That was amazing. Good job.
He's just the best at doing this.
You guys are just good at radio. Alex, take notes, all right? I know we're in your downtime right here. Between 3 and 5.
This is when we got to coach him up, though.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, just pay attention. Watch the film. You and Tanny watch every play together, okay?
I'm just going to let my teammate pick me up.
There you go.
Good job.
Good job.
Good teammate to have to do that, for sure.
Yeah, just like Ben and Caleb watch every play together. You and Tanny, after the show tonight, you guys listen back to every moment of the show.
So that's the part that always scared me about this particular Bulls team is the level of energy that they're going to have to play with to be competitive. And we saw it through, I would say, through the first 9 games of the season. We saw them play with a level of competition that you go, okay, even if they're not the most talented team, they're going out there and they're giving effort. But you pair that with they're not great at defense. And then you lose a guy that's kind of the thing that you build your offense around, and you get performances like that last night. The turnovers were killer, especially in the first half of the game. Chuck and Bill were talking about it, and they were like, ooh, because that's when the Bulls never led in the game, by the way, yesterday.
They charged all the way back to from 4? Way down. I think maybe even closer than that. They get it all the way to 1?
I thought they got it to 4, but maybe they did get it to 1. But the idea that the Pistons with their top 7 guys out were able to beat you wire to wire is concerning. And I think that's why you hear the concern in Billy's voice about the performance.
There's a zoom out, which is a positive, and that is that he thinks they can win some games this year.
Yes.
He thinks that they ought to be decent this year because of what they have built. And all of that. So now what you have is a fully engaged, dialed in, and verbally passionate Hall of Fame basketball coach. That was awesome. I trust and assume that he's delivering that message directly to that team.
There's no doubt
right?
about that.
There's no doubt about that. And that is awesome. And I know there's some debate sometimes about whether the Bulls are interesting, whether this Bulls team is worth it, whether you're all the way back in, whether you're paying for CHSN, whether, frankly, we should discuss them at some time. All of that, yeah. Right? The fact that you've got a coach who's that good and respected, who is this engaged and this demanding for the effort, kind of raises it up a little bit there. Like you as a, if you like basketball, watch and listen to this guy this year because he gives a crap and thinks that they have built something that ought to be competitive and he'll be pissed off when they're not.
I'm never going to turn down the opportunity to hear from Billy. And that's why I ran into the meeting asking Tanny, was there sound? Because I had read the quotes, but I couldn't find posts. And I was like, is there Billy? Because this is a pretty amazing stuff that he's saying.
You remember what Tanny said? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He
had heard it.
Well, after that, the first thing I said was, Alex, is there sound?
And Alex didn't know because it wasn't yet 2:30. That's when he's dialed in. No, this has got to stop.
Alex is like the nicest person.
I know, a friend of mine who.
But
loves,
I just need to focus.
A friend of mine who loves comedy and loves the radio show, and those things are not mutually exclusive.
I was going to say, yeah.
I know. Sometimes it feels like they are. But he texted me the other day, a random show thought, but the running bit of being mean to Alex, who's so clearly young and nice, absolutely kills me. He really enjoys the bit.
So he likes it.
Yeah.
So he's telling you to keep going.
That was very encouraging.
Interesting.
I think one shot a day is probably all right.
One?
Yeah.
How do you know, though?
How about an hour?
Thank you, Alex. Once an hour. So I'm done. All right. It's 3:14. Enjoy the rest of your hour.
Does anyone believe he's not going to take at least 3 more shots at Alex?
I'm going to be so tempted.
I don't think that's a thing.
God, it's going to be hard.
But can I just say this? Can I just say this? It was great to see Paul Reed go out there and do work.
Tell us about Paul Reed. B-Ball Paul is what he's called.
B-Ball Paul. He and Max Strus, and to a certain extent, Javon Freeman Liberty, are the only thing standing in the way of DePaul basketball abyss in the NBA. So when Paul Reed was at DePaul, like, it was like, you know, this kid might have a chance to be a pro. When you're watching him as a freshman, and Zach and I were calling those games, like, man, this, he's got the tools, and he definitely has the NBA body. And then he put it together. The upsetting thing is that there were two NBA players on a DePaul team, and they won 10 games
that season.
That's, like, that's,
how do you do that?
That's not good.
That's impressive
at all. But
which Dave Lado regime do we have to blame for that?
That was the second one.
Okay, I knew it was one of them.
But yeah, and and I've had Paul as a student too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come on, now, Paul was one of your kiddos?
Yep, one of the kiddos. And he asked really good questions in class about media and how the ecosystem works and everything else. So
that's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. To see an engaged kid who knew he was probably going to the NBA and still cared about showing up and going to class.
Oh, man, you got to have love for Paul Reed now. And now I will.
Yeah.
And he got time last night because Detroit punted on the game.
Yeah.
And said, Paul, why don't you play? And he's like, all right.
He had some really big games when he was with the Sixers. Remember when Embiid was hurt?
Yeah, 30-13 in a loss to Denver last January.
So he was right on his career numbers, because what did he finish with, 28-14 last night?
Yeah.
So that's a big night for a young guy. I'd love to see him do well, because he was just a super nice kid. And
that's so cool.
Thank God he and Max Strus and Javon Freeman Liberty exist.
So in June, B-ball Paul Reed signed a 2-year, $11 million contract to go back to Detroit. So that's nice.
Yeah.
$11 million. Guaranteed. It's coming. Save it.
Well, he made decent coinage with the Sixers too.
All I'm saying is, don't accept the poker invite from Chauncey Billups. Do not.
No one should.
Accept. I agree.
You don't need $1 million contract. People don't like giving away money.
Nobody should. I mean, I probably would. Like,
you do it for the experience?
Yeah, just so I could then come back to poker games and talk about it. You know. Yeah, I probably would, but I don't need to, because I'm rolling on the FanDuel Sports app. I am just absolutely rolling right now. I hit a Wemby parlay last night.
What was it?
The Wemby parlay was pretty basic. Alex, you'd enjoy this. I know you like to play a little bit. 25.
An hour waiting.
It's nice and clean. 25 points, 10 rebounds, 3 3-pointers made.
Ooh.
Plus 318 were the odds. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go a little bigger than my normal bet, because the odds aren't. So they're not like, I'm not trying to hit a wild one.
And you were feeling the basketball angel from seeing him earlier this week.
I saw his confidence from three up close.
And against Vooch.
Yeah, and the fact that he'd do it. And I figured this would be a high-scoring game with Golden State. And he hit those numbers very well. He only had three threes, but he hit the other numbers.
Hey, man.
Very, very well.
Look at you out here hitting.
Yeah. Hitting some NBA parlays. Using,
yes.
Because, you know, you can tell I've been touched by the NBA angel over the first few weeks of the season.
Now, you didn't get any special information or anything, right?
About Wemby?
Yeah, that, like, maybe one of the defenders was hurt or anything. I just want to make sure that we close the loop on everything.
I mean,
you doing the poker and you hitting a big number on FanDuel.
I'm not even going to check the phone and see if I got a text from a low-ranking member of the Warriors. Just because, like, that would probably get me subpoenaed these days.
That's true.
You know, but just so a reference.
So with the poker game.
Yeah, it should. Did you see, by the way, did you see the end of that game? I woke up and caught the end of that game. Steph Curry had 46 points. Every once in a while, Steph says, oh, by the way,
I'm still great.
I'm still, like, unbelievably great. And I could carry my team through a game, through a series. And if you're me, like, every couple of weeks during the NBA season, you're like, man, they might win another title. They might, like, you just, it just has that effect on you to see Steph like that.
Well, you know that he could go Tasmanian Devil in a 7-game series, and you look up and be like, oh, Steph averaged 35 a game in the series?
Right.
I'm not shocked by that.
Right, right. Or, like, you could see him like he did in the Olympics. Like, oh.
I got this.
Yeah, best players in the world. No problem. I'll go ahead.
I got
I'll
it.
Take care
you guys,
of that.
You guys just, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And watch these last 2 minutes where I hit 19 shots.
Draymond Green was awful last night. and like was terrible. And Steph's like, yeah, I got it. It's cool. We're good. We're good.
Yep.
So
yeah, he's still really great. Yeah. And the thing is that him being great inside of the LeBron era that's gone on for 2 years now, I think it's not allowed people to really talk about how great Steph is. He's amazing.
Yeah, and he's more box office than LeBron. They're in the whole career. I would pay to see Steph sooner than I'd pay to see LeBron.
I can't believe that I haven't missed LeBron, but I have not. Like the NBA season has been so compelling that I haven't found myself being like, man, they're missing LeBron. There's a lot of like Wimby is one of those dudes that is stepping up in the place of like that empty chasm of like, well, where's the next superstar coming from? It's that dude. He's an alien.
One more quick NBA thing. Derek Queen had 26 points last night.
I don't want to hear it.
He's so he's interesting. Good. He's good. He can score. He's on a bad team, so there's going to be a lot of that. But I can't believe the Bulls didn't draft him. They took a 19-year-old French kid who won't
probably
see the court.
Yeah, he's probably going to play in, where do they play? The Sears Center?
Yeah.
He's probably going to play there.
He's going to play there.
He'll be fine.
I'm fine, but like you're trying to make the playoffs and like be a thing.
I'm with you.
And this dude, like a legit front court scorer, was right there for you.
You know how I felt about Derek Queen in the draft.
I do, and I got there with you, and then like he was there. They were on the clock, and he's sitting right there. I'm like, oh, here it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And then I had to look up the French kid. What are we doing?
Nope.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.